Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's start with the coaching carousel, where we have a hire today. Mm-hmm. Finally, one team got tired of waiting.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, some of these guys are in the midst of a possible college football playoff run.
Well, yeah, most of the good coaches that people want are right in the middle of a college football playoff run. I don't think anyone cares about that.
Apparently not.
It's just like, you know, business as usual.
I guess, you know, you're not going to. And it sounds like in this case, they may let him finish the run here.
Yeah, which I don't know if that... Okay, so it's Oklahoma State.
Yes.
And they've hired Eric Morris from North Texas. Mm-hmm. He's the guy we talked about who found Cam Ward.
Yeah.
He's the guy who has...
And Mateer as well.
He has Mestemaker there at North Texas who will most assuredly
Probably go with him.
Yeah. And he's really good. And so he's like a quarterback whisperer. He finds him off the scrap heap. There's something about him where he sees guys that nobody else wants. Because remember, Cam Ward... initially was not, I think he was like a zero-star recruit or
something. He was an Incarnate Word guy, and
that's where he saw him.
He was at Incarnate Word, and then he followed him. We got hired and brought him with him to Washington State, and now here he is at North Texas.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, you know, it's a good hire probably for Oklahoma State. I don't know.
I would think so.
He's done a good job at North Texas, but they're in the middle of a playoff run. They could be in the playoff, and I guess it just doesn't matter to... I mean, because he said, if North Texas makes the playoff, I'm coaching.
Yeah.
I guess Oklahoma State's like, yeah, fine, whatever.
Well, I mean...
what are you going to do?
It is weird. I mean, Lanning was hired at Oregon, and now he wasn't the head coach. But Lanning kept going. I think they took away his play-calling duties. But he coached in the national title game, and he finished it at Oregon. Yeah. So I think it's a little easier if it's a coordinator as opposed to a head coach. But... I mean, I get the weirdness there. Like, if you're North Texas and you let Eric Morris around your program, I'm assuming at this point he's recruiting the roster to go with him to Oklahoma State. Anybody that he really likes in his recruiting class. So I totally get if North Texas is like, dude, get out of here. Or do you take the approach of, thank you, you know, this is a chance to have a really special season and we want to see this through. I'll tell you right now, if I'm Ole Miss... and after the Egg Bowl, Lane Kiffin says, I'm gone to LSU. I would tell Lane Kiffin to go F himself. You are not coaching in the college football playoff. I'm just not. I would not let him finish that run. North Texas, it may be slightly different, but I mean, I get why schools are like, thanks, but no thanks. Get out of here.
Yeah, the Lane Kiffin sitch is really unprecedented. I mean, I can't think of another way or another time it's been handled this way.
Yeah.
It's
bizarre.
You have an SEC coach who's being courted by two other SEC schools, mm-hmm. at least we think.
Yeah.
And also the school that he's at wants him to stay. So he has this choice of three SEC schools, it sounds like.
Yep.
And they came out at Mississippi and said, yeah, this will be decided the day after the Egg Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would do that unless...
he's leaving.
It's one of two things. He's leaving, or they're just trying to put pressure on him to S or get off the pot.
Well, my thing is, if Lane Kiffin was coming back, you just guys, I'm not going to be the next coach. So, and at this point, I mean, this has been going on for a month. You're telling me in a month's time, and he's already sent his brother, his agent, his ex-wife, who apparently they still kind of, they live in the same city. Whatever else is going on there, I don't know. But the kids, everyone lives there. And so he has sent representatives both to LSU and to Florida, Gainesville and Baton Rouge. It's been going on for a month. The offers supposedly are there. And by the way, your agent was the agent of the old coaches that were there. Like, you know, at this point, if Lane wants either one of those jobs, they're his. There's no more negotiating. Supposedly the offer to LSU is what, $90 million guaranteed?
For how long?
I didn't see that, but I saw $90 million guaranteed. So
wait, I thought LSU said they weren't going to get into the guaranteed money game anymore.
Yeah, until $90 million, right? So if you're Lane, the only thing that makes sense, the only thing is that you're gone. Otherwise, you would just say, I'm signing the extension. I'm not going anywhere. So you're telling me, and this is what bothers me about Lane Kiffin. So just come out and say it and then try to tell Ole Miss, hey, I would like to finish this run. And if Ole Miss says no, then they say no. I mean, that's their prerogative. But this, whatever this horse crap thing that he's doing, this is an embarrassment. If I was a player, I'd be pissed.
Well, I don't understand why the AD then would come out and say, yeah, it'll be resolved on Saturday. Like, why is he,
I don't know,
buying into that timeline?
Yeah.
You know?
The other one, too, that makes
me... I also think if he were leaving, they would maybe leak it. Like, Mississippi would leak that.
Yeah.
You know, to get back at him. Or maybe they don't
they
want
don't
to.
They don't know.
Maybe they don't want to look like LSU.
Yeah.
Because LSU is getting a lot of...
Well, and Lane even said that kids nowadays aren't distracted by this and leaving because they all leave too. So he's even due that no one's bothered by this because this is the way it works. I mean, I suppose he can come back to LSU, but or go back to Ole Miss, but none of that to me, from an outsider looking in, I have no knowledge. That just doesn't sound like a guy that has any intention of coming back to Ole Miss. And by the way, you better win the Egg Bowl. I mean, you go out and you S the bet against Mississippi State with all this crap going on.
Do you think he'll pick from three hats on the table? say he's taking his talents to Baton Rouge. That would be it'd be a good bit if he did.
Look, I just know there's no easy way to handle these things.
No, there's not.
But this way right here, is a piss poor way of handling it.
I think the thing about him is Lane Kiffin is a weirdo.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't march to everyone else's beat.
No.
So I don't know how long it's taken him to make a decision. Maybe he's still trying to make a decision. I would never tell somebody how long it should take them to make a decision, but there are other people at stake here and other people's livelihoods at stake here. Yeah. That said, I don't know. When a coach leaves, I think it's an impossible scenario to look good.
Yeah.
It's just
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It would just be classic Lane Kiffin for this to be the worst possible way to leave, yeah. Right? It's like, it's kind of on brand for Kiffin. He's just always in the middle of these weird controversies. And not at all, it's not always his fault, but the way the thing went down at Tennessee was wild.
Yeah.
And then tarmacked at USC. Mm-hmm. And then the Raiders bit. And now this,
and
it's
remember,
like,
he got basically shoved out at Alabama because he was leaving and Saban didn't want him to coach the national title game and that whole thing. So yeah, he has a,
yeah. He just doesn't.
He's on the spectrum somewhere. Yeah. He lacks a.
Yeah, he doesn't have the awareness.
No.
So them losing the Egg Bowl and him saying, yeah, I'm leaving, would be the most Lane Kiffin thing ever.
Well, and technically, even if they lose the Egg Bowl, they're still going to the playoff. They're 10-1. But I just think if you're Ole Miss, this has to leave you with a bad taste in your mouth. And just buyer beware, man. If you're LSU or you're Florida, this is what you're getting. Although I guess maybe there's not many ways to go up from there, but I know Lane doesn't get the flack that the Brian Kelly gets because he's kind of got that fun loving sort of thing. But you're right that he certainly leaves a nice little wake behind him, and he doesn't get the flack that
he doesn't care
that some of the other coaches that do this, have stick to.
Yeah, because he's kind of in a weird way likable. We like him because he just doesn't march to the same beat. Yeah. You know, he just is. He's on social media. He'll say stuff that it gets us fired up, and he'll poke and make fun at other coaches and teams. Yeah. He's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, he's a little Steve Spurrier.
That being said,
Mike Leach,
I don't really understand why he's like the belle of the ball.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I get it. He's done a good job at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He's a good coach.
Yeah,
but what has he won at Ole Miss? Like, why is
what's he
so?
Ever, well, the key is what's he ever won anywhere?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why is he so coveted?
Is it
just because of offense? We love offense.
I think we love offense, and I also think there is a lack right now of marquee candidates, right? If I were to tell you or ask you who are the best five coaches in college football, go.
Okay, I'm going to say, ooh, good question. I'm going to say Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
I will have Marcus Freeman. I will have Dan Lanning.
Mm-hmm.
I will put, is there somebody obvious I'm missing? I'm going to put Cignetti.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in no particular order. So yeah. How many do I have left?
You got, what, one left, right?
One left.
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. I'm going through the teams.
So herein lies, you've already kind of answered my, or made my point.
I don't think it's Kiffin. Let me just say that.
Yeah. There's not a lot of prominent guys anymore, right? And the ones that are... Same thing. They've never won anything. Lanning's never won anything. Marcus Freeman's never won anything. They're younger guys that are not going to be pulled out of their places. So they're like for a place like LSU or Florida that wants to make a big splashy hire.
Maybe DeBoer.
Yeah, you can go DeBoer if you want. There's another guy.
I think DeBoer's really good.
For places like this, there aren't many splash hires that you can go make. You're not going to pull a guy that gets your fan base that goes, oh my God, let's go. Freeman was promoted from within Notre Dame. Lanning was basically an unknown coordinator at Georgia. Cignetti came from James Madison, where the hell's that, and got hired by Indiana. Like, there just isn't those guys. So Lane right now, Lane is maybe the one name brand coach that is viewed as, quote, elite, even though, again, I asked the question, what's he ever won, that you could probably go get. He's kind of one and one. So if you don't get Lane Kiffin, now we're back down to a lower tier that doesn't necessarily blow your hair back as a fan base. But I would make the argument that the coach that doesn't blow your hair back is usually the one that ends up being the hammer hire. See Dan Lanning, well, see Marcus Freeman, see Cignetti.
Cignetti was that guy, but he stayed.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the number one guy.
Yes.
And we thought maybe he would leave because he's only at Indiana. It's like there's ladder climbing potential there.
To be fair, too, it's hard to be the guy when you've done it for 1 year, and he had done it for 1 year.
Yeah, but at the same time, he was the guy. Yeah. Like, that's the hot guy. There's a reason why guys get to the top of the list, right?
Sure.
And Cignetti, you can totally see why. Lanning, you can totally see why.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Kiffin, I don't 100% see it, maybe 80%, but I don't know. I don't get our fascination with him,
yeah.
but you're right. Like, maybe it's just process of elimination. Once Cignetti said, I'm staying, Lanning has said he's staying.
Freeman never took the call.
Freeman.
He's kind of the last of the Mohicans. He's the last of the big name guys that you can yank out of
there.
I mean,
wasn't there a report last week that DeBoer and Penn State were sniffing around each other?
Oh, I have no idea if any of that has any sort of teeth to it. I mean, the idea that DeBoer would leave Alabama for Penn State, unless you feel like just they're going to murder you at Alabama, I mean, that's a significant downgrade for Kalen DeBoer.
Well, anyway, Eric Morris hired at Oklahoma State. Lane Kiffin situation be resolved Saturday, and I'm guessing from that point on, we'll have a lot of coaching news.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.